Oh yeah! Move those hips in your car! And do it!
I want to see people dancing to this.
It's Wine Wednesday! Oh yeah, the Vero Insiders! Can you believe it? We have a new little intro. That's right, a new little tune.
I'm telling you.
It's us Latinas, we're taking over. Well, you know, it's so important to give something that is going to make everyone have a good time. It's the end of the day. We wanted to sort of represent the fact that, you know, little
Hispanic
Latinas.
Power there.
Yeah, a little Latina pride. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. You're listening this Wine Wednesday on your drive home to the Vero Insiders in our new full hour edition. I'm here with my partner in crime.
Faye Dominique. Welcome back, everyone.
And, you know, we are literally reveling over having such an amazing 4th of July holiday. I am beyond impressed with everything that both Sebastian and Vero Beach had done for the festivities.
Yeah.
Did you get to see the fireworks, Faye?
They did an amazing job.
Yeah.
You couldn't. There was no angle throughout town that you couldn't see them. Mm-hmm. So it's some sort of glance, you know, something. Some of it was a stretch. I get it. You know, if you're way out west.
Yeah.
And they did have some of their own fireworks out at Point West and different parts throughout. Mm-hmm. But the city fireworks did such an amazing job. And I'm not sure if you're familiar, but they did like a live sync up with the music and did some American music tributes and some quotes from presidents.
Yeah.
And I felt so empowered. You know, I was like, I'm so proud to be an American, shouting from my little boat.
But the thing is also the lovely fireworks, they did an amazing job. And you got to understand, this is a free event.
Oh, right. True.
So it's not like they basically were chintzy on anything of the aspect. They thought it out. They gave pride, just like we have pride in our country, in the event. And I always love seeing that, being that I do events. I always like to notice that.
They extra mile.
Yeah, they didn't cut any corners, which was lovely.
Well, mm-hmm. It was nice that they did that symmetry this year for sure. And I know that at the Sebastian Freedom Festival, yours truly, was there throughout the entire day. At the Freedom Festival, and the Navy SEALs and the different ROTC programs and so forth started out this parade. There was skydivers, handsome men falling from the sky.
Oh, I missed that.
Right? Ending the parade. There was hundreds of vendors, and it was a really remarkable event. I was very proud to have the White Glove and Pack Mail tent with our big flag behind us, and everyone that was so happy to see how we were able to support the community and what they wanted to do to celebrate our freedoms. And one of the things that I couldn't help but notice, Faye, was that it was 99 degrees, give or take.
Yeah, and then some. 90 plus, yeah.
Yeah, and in the direct sun, I'm pretty sure I started melting at about 120. And there was a couple of vendors that had different things. I know I myself was handing out hand fans, which just basically circulated the existing heat and caused you to work up more heat. But we had these one people, they had the towels that were in the tubes, and they say that they keep you really, really cold. You dip it in ice water and it stays. I think that they sold, had to be hundreds of them throughout the day. Smart venue for them to be at.
Definitely. Yeah. Summer, July, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're going to be providing us and our listeners with some tips on how to beat the summer heat for our next couple weeks of a fun in the sun, right?
Definitely so.
I like it. Do you have a little inkling for us?
Well, I mean, it is a little bit brisk. Not outside.
Not.
It's amazing how warm we feel it. But I mean, simple things. And you know how everybody likes their beverages, hence our Wine Wednesdays.
It's delicious, this little white number we have today.
But if you do a mix of your favorite wine and, you know, a fruit juice or a mixer that you like, make them frozen.
Oh.
And you have, you know, your own little, basically, you know, alcohol popsicle that's really good. But it's actually refreshing.
True. It's just the right amount.
Exactly.
Plus you're getting some vitamins.
Yeah, you would count the juice as vitamins.
That's what I'm doing. Basically your daily intake of vitamin C.
But
vitamin
just in
a
cooler format.
That's really cool. And so you would recommend making them a full popsicle?
Make them a full popsicle. Creative ways, like, you know, you can do, if you're having an occasion at your home, they're kind of fun to have. And you do different points instead of just the, you know, the wood sticks. You can put little like extenders where they have like the little flip-flops, right? And everybody knows which one is theirs.
Oh, fun.
And just something fun for the summer. They're cool. They're great to have instead of having to worry or have your glass, it automatically gets warm right away, no matter how much ice, because it gets diluted, the wine.
Yeah.
If you do it this way, it's a mix and you're actually, you know, drinking and linking at the same time, but it doesn't melt down and it doesn't get watered.
That's a whole new definition of multitasking. I love it. You're drinking and licking all at the same time. It's brilliant. And I've seen at Michael's, like the craft store, where they have those little sticks that you describe with the different emblems or what have you. And then the popcorn, the popsicle formation thing. Where do we
you
get?
Can, you know what? You can get those, or you can be creative and already do them at home.
With like using what?
Your own glassware.
Oh, so you can use it within glassware.
Within glassware and everything like that. So you're not, you know, but it's just a different way to present it that stays cooler and it's not watered down. That's the thought process behind that.
Oh, well, you're going to have to help me mix up a batch for my upcoming birthday soiree.
You got it.
I like it. I like it. In fact, speaking of birthdays, this pretty lady in the studio was at my last birthday party, yielding in this new decade. We have with us in the studio Miss Helene Castletine of the economic development portion for the chamber.
Right.
And it's our third year in a row that I've had the pleasure of sitting on the private industries / industry appreciation committee with you.
Yes.
Time flies and we're having
this much fun.
Too fast. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Thanks for playing with us and for everything that you do throughout our community. In fact, before we even went to break, Faye had a couple quick questions and bam, you already have the answers. You're our it girl.
I try.
Of all of the boards, of all of the subcommittees that I sit on and have the pleasure of being a part of, representing both White Glove and Pac-Mail, none bring me as much joy as this particular committee.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
Good.
Thank you.
It's
really
so great to be able to, without any ulterior motive, want to go to businesses and nominate them for doing good things.
Right.
It's a great way to approach someone.
It is. It's a win all the way around.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Appreciation of your community, understanding of the business that's here and all that. It is. I mean,
right.
I think so.
It is to be even nominated is a wonderful thing. But as an individual, as a human, we always like to appreciate when someone takes notice of the good things that we have done.
Right.
And that's exactly what this is, right?
Right, right. The Industry Appreciation Program, it recognizes our local businesses for what they do in the community, either through architectural enhancements or through their community involvement. So, yeah, we like to do that. It's a really important part of our overall economic development strategy, the business recognition, business retention, expansion. So it's part of that whole strategy.
That's great.
And, very well said.
Yeah.
It's a lot like parenting, you know? You get it, you bring the child here, and now you got to be able to encourage them and want them to stay and do good things. And so it's similar in this way. How long has this committee been in?
You know, Anna, I was looking last week. I was looking at some of the history, and we've been doing this program since the mid-1990s.
Oh, wow. That's a while now.
Yes, yes.
So you got to tell our audience and people that are not aware or, you know, how it came about, how it benefits, and how many times it takes place a year and so
forth. Right, right. This is an annual event, and like I said, it's a way that we can show, we can give credit to our local businesses for what they do in the community. And we have architectural recognition, but we also have what I call of the year. And it could be a company of the year, Latin business of the year, manufacturer of the year, and new to the committee is entrepreneur of the year.
Oh, nice.
But anyone, any business in the county can apply. They don't necessarily have to be a chamber member, although certainly we would encourage that. But they don't necessarily have to be a chamber member. But they can submit a nomination. It's an annual event. The nominations are due into our office, our chamber office, by July 31st.
Fast approaching, folks.
Yes, it
definitely
is.
Definitely so.
Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the awards luncheon is on September 17th at the Richardson Center, which is at the Indian River State College Mueller campus. And it's usually a sold-out event. We get 200 people there.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And it's really a nice event. You know, everyone really enjoys it, and you get a really nice plaque. All the award recipients get a nice plaque, and they can put on their wall
at
their business.
Good photo opportunities.
Absolutely.
And meet other businesses and so forth, and ideally deal with Mormon.
Yes, absolutely. And they get a lot of press. A lot of press.
They sure
Thank
do.
You.
They get interviews on this show while the winners do. I know that much.
Yes.
So come September, we'll be able to get one-on-ones with all of the wonderful winners that are easily accepted because it's a two-page application for the most part, right?
It's very user-friendly.
it's something where we don't want to discourage people from either self-nominating or accepting a nomination.
Right.
But at the same time, they're questions that are very relevant as to how they make an impact within our local economy.
Right, right.
And in doing so, those questions get to be relatively broad. And so when they come in and do one-on-one interviews, whether it be on the radio or they get the exposure in the additional press, we have great symmetry with the Press Journal, with T.C. Palm, of course, and other 32963, other media outlets that help to bring such great exposure. Nothing really goes quite in depth as what you can do when you're doing a one-on-one interview. And they have so much pride in what they do. So just to give you an idea, Entrepreneur of the Year, who's some of our past recipients of Entrepreneur of the Year?
Well, our
being that that's a relatively newer category.
Right, right. True Colors Salon and Spa won our first year. Blue Star Wine Bar, Kitty Weidner.
Shout out to our sponsor. We love us some Kitty. You know, she's going to have some live music this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Excellent.
And, of course, serving dinner all night long. But if you are interested in going to go see a little Nasty Habits on Friday night or perhaps the Jacks on Saturday, you can go see our Entrepreneur of the Year from 2013.
That's right. And then last year was Chive Restaurant.
Oh, that's lovely as well.
Yes. Oh, and Travis, well-deserved indeed.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
Good guys.
And we've got some good nominations already in the mix for this coming year.
We sure do. So, now, just so our listeners who are driving home and they're thinking, entrepreneur, what are the qualifications for that? The person has to be in business for less than 5 years,
That's correct. And what they do is on the nomination form, they show us some of the risks that they had to take in order to start this business, some of the challenges they had to overcome. You know, how they've grown either through employment or their revenue stream. And we're not asking for confidential information, certainly. But, you know, some ballpark figures would be helpful for the committee because it's the committee, Anna,
who decides.
Absolutely.
And the competition is steep. So it's important to show that there's been growth and progress because that's what we want to be able to give.
And share with others because obviously you want other businesses
to be inspired.
Come here and be inspired to do more business.
And then we also ask about their corporate citizenship, too. You know, what have they done for the community?
Absolutely.
Or what's their feeling about being involved in the community? So, you know, we've gotten some really good nominations. And I know our committee, boys, they have some tough decisions to make.
We sure do. And we work hard to find the people that we think are worthy of getting credit for that year because there are specifics within each of the category, date-sensitive stuff.
Right.
We're going to talk about that a little bit more when we get back, but of course, a quick shout-out for all of our sponsors. We have Sandridge Public Golf Course that was open over the 4th of July, and they're going to be open again all week long. And this weekend, don't forget to get your $50 golf scramble tickets for the Veterans Council that will be taking place 7 a.m. bright and early this Saturday, the 11th. In addition, we have Vero Beach Magazine, the first, the only.
Only Vero Beach, my amazing publication here.
July's edition is out. It's beautiful. We have some great talking points from within that. We'd like to, of course, also give a quick shout out for Pac-Mail Beachside, White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, Florals by Faye, this gorgeous lady sitting next to me with our summer tips, and much more in store. So don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place.
or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
What is the impact of business conflict? Dissension equates to not only low morale, but lost productivity. Call Ranahan Consulting at 772-589-6985 to register for my $99 telecoaching class. Build your management skills by understanding basic behavioral styles and improve your business relationships. Call 772-589-6985 today.
Oh, yes, it's growing on Faye. I can tell it.
It's growing.
Happy One Wednesday. Tune in back in for the Vero Insiders on your drive home. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery.
Faye Dominique, and welcome back.
And with us today, we have Helene Castletine of the Indian River Chamber helping us and giving some direction for those of you listening and how you could be able to possibly self-nominate or nominate someone else that you know of that would be deserving of our Industry Appreciation Awards.
Right, right.
We're fast approaching. July 31st is the deadline for these awards.
It is.
And we're already on July 6th.
It's the 8th.
It's like three weeks away.
Right. So countdown is on, basically. Now, yes. I would encourage one to have a glass of delicious white wine prior to filling out your two-page application for the award process. And I know that if you happen to do a move anytime between now and forever with White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, once your move is all done, you get a welcome to your new home bag. In it are wonderful contents, including a delicious bottle of wine. And the wine that we are drinking today is compliments of the White Glove team. It's a little Spanish white blend, and I think that this is just really lovely.
It's really nice. It's light.
Very refreshing.
And it would go good in one of the drink concoctions that Faye had recommended prior to our last break and how to help beat the summer heat.
Right.
You can make a traditional wine spritzer and freeze it.
Pretty much, yeah. And it stays longer and it's not watered down and it's kind of more fun to, you know, embark on it.
And it would probably go delicious with this key lime icebox cake recipe that's found on page 80 in the July edition of the
Vero
Beach magazine.
That would be a very nice pairing.
Wouldn't that be a good pairing? Yes. Helena's giving me a two thumbs up. Yes. She does. I love lemon flavored desserts. I'm not one for huge sweets. I don't do chocolate. But lemon desserts to me just seem to make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And they pair well with wine.
They do.
So that I'm in.
It's an automatic cleanser for the palate. It's really nice.
Right. It's a digestif a bit.
Yes.
All of those great things that it brings to the table. And should you not move and don't want to drink wine that White Glove gives you after your move, after your free estimate, then you can just go to Blue Star and enjoy a delicious wine. That's fine, too, of course. And of course, we had mentioned before break, 2013 Kitty was one of the Entrepreneur of the Year.
Right.
So that's obviously a category. We say that you have to be in business less than 5 years.
Right.
However, by just being in business for your first year, it doesn't always give us good things to gauge either.
Right. Right. I would suggest waiting a couple of years. And
so like at least two. So two to five is our sweet spot.
Because that way you have some history and some understanding
of
what's happening.
Right. Yeah, it certainly makes sense. And so those are our qualifications for Entrepreneur of the Year. Mm-hmm. We do have some great nominations already in, but there's still time.
There is.
What would be some of the other awards that we could dissect?
We also have our Company of the Year.
And that comes in small, medium, and large.
Yes, yes. We don't want the little small 10-person employee firm competing with the mega firm that has 300 or 500 employees.
Fair point.
You know, so we do have different categories. And I will say, White Glove Moving and Storage Pack Mail was our 2014.
Oh, thank you, Helene. Thank you. Yeah, that was an amazing nomination. And more importantly, a great award because not just our upper management thought, wow, these are great kudos. This is wonderful. But all of my men were so proud that they worked for a company that was Company of the Year.
Yeah.
And they just want to go do that extra effort. So
that's great.
It means a lot company-wide recognition like this. Absolutely.
Well, and also, you know, your clients, wouldn't they like to do business with a company of the
Precisely.
Year?
Precisely. Right. Yes. And it's something I put in the body of my emails now. Yeah. You get a couple emails from me every week. Aline.
I appreciate it.
So let's talk a little bit about what are the qualifications for small, medium, and large company of the years.
Well, for company of the year, obviously, it's a business that's located in Indian River County. And what we look for that is their community involvement and their workplace environment. There have been some in the past. I remember a few years ago, Spectrosoft, for example, won a company of the
year. Absolutely.
And they went on about how they have cappuccino machines in their break room and all this kind of stuff. I think they got a lot of resumes after that.
I'm sure.
I want to work there.
Right. So it's, you know, it's the work environment, how they treat their employees, the benefits and things like that, but also what they do in the community and how they give back to the community, and as well as how they are doing in their industry, too. We do look at that, of course.
How they're growing and progressing in that industry. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. And, too, they have to be headquartered out of Vero.
Right.
Because we do see some companies that really are headquartered out of a neighboring county, though they do have a lot of offices here. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for companies that are headquartered out of Indian River in order to be looked at for the award.
Right. And they can have locations elsewhere, but we do look for the primary location to be in Indian River County, yes.
And that certainly makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Small would be 10 and under?
Probably like 25 and under.
Oh, 25 and under.
And then 25 to 50 for a medium size, and then over 50 for large.
That makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that we've got a few nominations for all of each category in there.
Yes.
But there is certainly room.
Oh, there's certainly
room
for more.
To enter and put your hat in the race.
That's
no doubt about that.
No time like the present.
That's right,
Faye. You tell them about it.
Don't waste your time. I mean, time goes by fast. Look, we're already on Monday. We're talking about this past weekend.
The year's already more than half over at this point.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
Very. So companies of the year, small, medium, and large, entrepreneur of the year, business less than 5 years. What else do we have?
We have Latin business of the year.
Latin business of the year. Recognition.
Yes.
Well, we should have the theme song for our radio show play when the winner of Latin business steps up. I'm just saying. It could happen.
Never know. Yeah.
We should make a music soundtrack this year, Helene, because you have nothing else going on.
Right.
So Latin business, again, they have to be headquartered out of Indian River County.
Right. And it, very similar to company of the year, except the obvious is that they're Latino owned.
Gotcha.
Hispanic. Mm-hmm.
Who has been some of our companies that have won Latin business of the year?
We have had, last year was Cork Tapas and
Bars.
Yes, David. Havana Night, or the Havana Club Cigars. Alexander Insurance.
Yeah, Alfonso.
He won the year before that. Panda Roofing won
Isaac
a couple years
and his wonderful wife.
Yes.
All great businesses.
Right.
And may I just say, we were driving the other day and my husband says to me, is there an award for really bright colored trucks and signage? That they should be able to win an award. I looked at him. I said, of course, it's called Latin Business of the Year.
Right.
And it was Panda Roofing that we passed.
And if you've ever called them, they answer the phone. How can we make you, what is it? How can we make you smile today? That's how they answer their phone.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's so neat. And it makes you smile.
It does. And they're awfully handy to have around.
Yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I see. Oh, she's giving me the finger. All right.
We got a man.
That's fine. Well, we have a couple more categories to go over.
Right.
Before we go to break, one of the things that I always love within the Vero Beach magazine is the whole section dedicated to new and noteworthy. Are you familiar with this section
I'm
of
not.
The magazine, Helene?
No.
It's so great because they tell you what local businesses are doing, how local businesses are expanding.
It's very apropos
campaigns.
To what we're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. It ties in beautifully what we're doing. In fact, I think we could find some nominations within
Possibly.
These few pages here, ranging from page 38 all the way up into the high 40s. Join the summer food drive. Look at that good-looking girl right there.
Wow,
little white glove food drive love. You know, if your business still is interested in hosting a food drive box, I'd love to deliver one for you. We'll fill it up. The delivery is set for July 23rd, so we've still got a little bit of time. And, of course, Foxy Nails, one of our great sponsors. When are we going to go get a pedicure together, Faye?
Hopefully before your birthday bash.
Before the birthday bash. It's going to be a must.
Yes.
Because Foxy Nails is open 7 days a week. They serve us wine. Need I say more, folk? Need I say more?
Not at all.
There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.